Yorba Linda Measure Z, rezoned for high-density developments. Yorba Linda voters will decide November 8 on Measure Z, which would rezone nearly 20 sites for housing and increase the maximum height on new developments. Additionally, it would repeal an ordinance that requires all high-density development projects receive voter approval. These developments would only require to be approved. The measure comes as the city works to comply with a state housing mandate, requiring cities zone for more housing units, including affordable housing. Yorba Linda must make space for over 2,400 new housing units by 2029. The city does not need to construct the units, but only make space for them. Some notable changes: zoning changes include allowing apartments or multifamily housing in the city's Savi Ranch area, which contains most of the city's retail businesses and provides 60% of its sale tax. The measure would allow new housing developments at 35 units per acre. The measure would also allow for an added 120 housing units in the city's downtown and 228 units, mostly high-density, more in the West Bastantry area in northwest Yorba Linda. Many of these sites will be allowed a maximum height of 40 feet or 3 stories, a change from the city's current limit of 35 feet. Proponents, including some residents, say since the state has already required the city to zone for more housing, the measure would allow for an easier and quicker route to meeting those requirements. Additionally, if the city does not meet the housing quota, it may be fined. The state has also threatened to take over local housing control in that case and implement its own zoning plans. Those opposed, which include some residents, to Measure Z say the city should, as their deadline for zoning to meet state requirements still has a couple of years left. If Measure Z is approved, it would take effect 10 days after certification.